Shir Hei Yom Dalet Parshas Bahar.
Rab Zeir Omar Mehoch. V'suketi el etzel yoimo michoire. Mash me enzchach el ha'osu il etzel. Ad esrim amo odom yoyshe betzel suko, lemalo me esrim amo in odom yoyshe betzel suko, elo betzel tfanes. למעלה מ-20 אמו אין אדם יוישה בצל סוכה אלא בצל תפנס. אומר לאביי אלא מעט אויסה סוכוסי באשטריס קרניים מוכנה מדלויה בסוכה. אומר לאוסם דל אשטריס קרניים מי כצל סוכה הוכת דל תפנו יסלק אצל סוכה. So Rav Zeir is mechadesh anu chisoron of lemalo me'esrim amo. What is the chisoron of lemalo me'esrim amo? Ad esrim amo odom yoishev betzel suko. Ad esrim amo odom yoishev betzel suko. Lemalo me'esrim amo ein odom yoishev betzel suko elo betzel tfanes. Rabbi asked the kashif an ashtar is karnayim and the Gemara says there is a dal. Here is no dal. I want to be masbu the sugya. We'll go min hakal el hakovet. Maybe a shtickle divrei chidush. But we'll try to go mesuder. Be pashtes pshat in the Gemara. What is the pashtes pshat in the Gemara? So without Rashi, you could have learned the Gemara, and maybe some learn like this the Gemara. The Gemara understood, Rab Zeir said a chiddush. What is the chiddush of Rab Zeir? The chiddush of Rab Zeir is that you have to sit in the shade of a sukkah. As a din schaches for shade, and you have to sit in the shade. Lemalo me'esrimamo, it doesn't make shade. Lemalo me'esrimamo, it doesn't make shade. Why? Other like Rabbi Nuchanan, the shade will hit outside of the Arba Ames. Other the sun is mevatel the shade. But lemalo me'esrimamo, it doesn't make shade. And you need to have shade. You need to have shade. This is what the Gemara understands. Frag the Gemara if you need to have shade. Be'ashter is karnaim, you don't have shade. There's no sun anyways. Zog the Gemara, I didn't mean you need to have shade before you. You need to have potential to do shade. And Ashtar is Karnaim, it's potential to do shade. Lemalo me'esrimamo is no potential to do shade. This is the derech hapshuto to learn the Gemara without looking in Rashi. Again, Rav Zeir was mechadish, you need to sit in the shade. Lemalo me'esrimamo, you're not sitting in shade. Zog demor, and Ashtar is Karnaim is also no shade. Zog demor, yeah. And Ashtar is Karnaim is no shade, but it's potential to shade. Here is not even potential for shade. I didn't mean you need mamish shade. You need to sit in potential for shade. This would be a way to learn the Gemara without Rashi. This would be a way to learn the Gemara without Rashi. Dainu, Rav Zeir was mechadish, you need shade. The Gemara understands you need befoyal the shade. So the Gemara b'ashter is kanaim is no befoyal. So the Gemara b'ashter is kanaim is potential. Here is not even potential. In Rashi steht nicht das. Look in Rashi. Ein odem yoshev betzel suke elo betzel tfanes she'atzlolim magim ze leze mitoich goyvim shel tzvanois ve'ein tzorich schach. The Gemara never mentioned in Reb Zeir and the Havamine that the schach does not make schach. The reason it's not good, because lemalo me'esrimamo, you don't need schach, because the walls make the schach. Not because the schach cannot make shade, just you don't need the shade. These are the words. Ve'ein tzorich schach. Lemalo me'esrimamo, you don't need schach. Zok the Pesach Habayis, his name of the Sefer is Dovo Be'ito, the Pesach Habayis, and as they zok the Uchlaner, state in Rashi, at least in the Hava Amine, that lemalo me'esrimamo, why it's not good? Because I don't need the shade. Because the walls make the shade. As they zok the Pesach Habayis, that state in Rashi. As they zok the Uchlaner, that state in Rashi. So weit, the Uchlaner goes and grabs in. Zog the Uchlaner, lechure, if the walls are asor tfochim, it's kosher mitzad gudasik. So dear, be'etzem, the walls don't disturb, so you could have a sukkah. Again, now we're learning that it makes shade. The problem is that the walls, loshon Rashi, ve'ein tzorich tzel.
What? How to make shade?
I don't know, the Uchlaner doesn't say like you. I see from the Uchlaner that it's... You're asking me, I checked, it makes. I stand under a light pole and I see a shade in the bottom.
So it's making shade even when there's...
So, okay, so don't ask me, Akasha, how it's making shade. It's making. I said it's not. I said that with the walls, take care of it, you don't need the schach, Zok Rashi. Here you go. What's stated in Rashi? While I have walls, I don't need the shade. So now we're learning a pshat, not that it doesn't make shade, we went away from that pshat. We're going with Rashi state, that lemalo me'esrimamo, the problem is, because I don't need its shade, the walls could make shade. Frek da uchlaner and the Pesach Habayis, the problem is, you're saying that it makes shade, is the walls take care of it. And b'meila, I don't need it. It's not sure I could do tfades asorot for him and gudasik. So the uchlaner says, you're right. But the Uchlaner goes with the sheet that we mentioned yesterday, the Chakira, we'll learn it when we start the Sukkot of Sukkah, that is a din mechitzis magias l'schach. Just it's kosher because good asik. We had a tzad, we'll see later in the Rishonim, Sukkah is enough mechitzis asorot tfochim and l'schach. It's no din mechitzis magias l'schach. But the Uchlaner is going like the sheet as a meiri and more Rishonim, that is a din mechitzis magias l'schach. No, it's kosher mitzad good asik. It says, val be'etzem, the mechitzis needs to get there. And if they will get there, will be no shade, so the main of the sukkah is possible. Val, you need the walls. You're right that good asik is kilu, the walls are there. But if the walls will be there, will be no sach, will be no shade from the schach. So the main of the sukkah is not good. You know, we could ask Akasha, what would it be if you make mechitzas from glass? You could have mechitzas from glass and then the sun will come in. Okay, we mentioned yesterday from the Beskerov that even when glass, it's called that the sun doesn't come in. A kind of level of the sun doesn't go through the glass. The Pesach Habayis asks the Kasha and he says in Ander and Nusach, Val bederech klal mechitzas are till the schach, so the Torah already passed the sukkah of lemala me'esrimam. Vinitvi, I'm just saying, go uchlaner, and the Pesach Habayis, Rashi, that they're learning the Rashi kipshuta. That the Havamina from the Gemara was that Rab Zeira did not say that it doesn't make shade. Rab Zeira said, I don't need shade because the tfanis are disturbing. Frek tabaye lefidem givaldik. Maishna me ashterois karnaim. Ashterois karnaim also is a disturb from the ashterois. From the mountains around. Now, what is the teretz of the Gemara? What is the teretz of the Gemara? So the Pesach Habayis says, it's not mashma that the Gemara stayed with it. It's mashma that the Gemara and the Teretz switched off. Kein mashma baran vebaritvo. That the Gemara answered, so maishno me ashtoreis karnaim. Why the ashtoreis doesn't stir and the walls stir? Rav Zeira said, you didn't get what I meant. I didn't mean because it stirs. I meant because the schach doesn't make shade. And b'mele be'ashter is karnaim, it has a potential to make shade. Here it doesn't make shade. I didn't mean because the walls disturb. As I learned the Pesach Habayis, pshat in the Gemara. So the first mahalach of the sugya is the mahalach of the Pesach Habayis, Gibbot of the Rashi, that the Havamina from the Gemara was that Rav Zeira said that why it's possible, not because it doesn't make shade, because the walls disturb. Frek the Gemara, if it's because the walls disturb, Aber Razei Ashtar is Kanaim is also a shter. And from the Gemara, I didn't mean mitzvah the walls shter. I meant that it doesn't make shade. The Ashtar is Kanaim, it's potential to make shade. Here it doesn't make shade. And his medayik as in Rashi, look in Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Dalt Fanes, and the answer of the Gemara is of Rashi, She'acham obo mitachteo, nimtso shmo botem. Now Rashi is explaining, Rav Zeira, the sun comes on the bottom and there's no shade. In the Havamina, Rashi didn't explain this pshat in Rav Zeira. In the Havamina for Rav Zeira, Rashi said, Ve'ein tzorich schach. And for the Gemara, no. Why it's not good? Because here if you say dal, what will happen? You will not make shade. So b'meila it doesn't make shade. That's in the teretz of the Gemara. What is gishmak in the Pesach Habayis mehalach is? Teisus in Amud Beis asks a kasha. The Gemara is looking for reasons why all of the Amiroim didn't want to learn like Rav Zeira. Frank Teisus, say, mitzut kushya de Abaye. Abaye asked a good kasha. Abaye asked a good kasha. Zog Teisus, no, Rav Zeira answered so good, you can't hold from kushya de Abaye. What do you mean Rav Zeira answered so good? Rav Zeira answered Abaye, you didn't understand what I'm saying. There's no kushya de Abaye. Not Rav Zeira said, you need to sit in shade. Like Abaye, Rav Zeira said, it's not good. Abaye understood because it's a shtel. He asked the kasha from Ashtar Eskanaim. Rav Zeira answered him, I never meant shtel. I meant that it doesn't make shade. So it's no kushya de Abaye anymore. So Tesis is no kushya de Abaye. It's not Abaye at the kasha mitateret. It's no kushya de Abaye. As they learn the Pesach Habayis, and he says that in Ritvo, and in Rashbo, and in Ran, and the Ran, and maybe in Teis Namud Beis, it's Mevuah, that the Maskone, the Mele, he says, don't ask me a kasha if the walls don't get to the Schach, but I was so busy before to ask the kasha, what happens if the walls don't get to the Schach? We had to answer Gudasik. No, even if the walls don't get to the Schach, the Maizda doesn't make shade. That's partially possible, because it doesn't make shade. These are the two Esbeirim that we have in the Gemara. So again, the first hesber is that from the beginning Rav Zeira said that you need shade. The Gemara understood you need befoyal. So the Gemara, he meant potential. Ashtar is karnaim, you have potential, here you don't have potential. And the second malach is in the Havamina, we learned that the Tfan is shtel. And the Gemara says, Ashtar is karnaim also shtels. The Gemara answers, nein, it's not a shtel. It's not a shtel. I meant something else. It doesn't make shade. As it is of the Pesach Habayis. Choshev is safer. Chutz from Pesach Habayis, the Ochlaner himself and the Rashash, they learn, nein. Rav Zeira didn't switch. Abaye didn't understand him. Abaye doesn't understand what Rav Zeira says. Rav Zeira said, it's a shter. It's a shter. The wolf's shter. Fragt dem Abaye von Ashtar ois Karnaim. Is a shter. Sagt dem Rav Zeira, along the sheteretz. You say dal on the shter. No, so say here also dal. Sagt der Ochlaner and the Rashash, try to take off the walls. What will happen if you take off the walls? No, a bischach, a bitzel. Again, we're learning like Rashi, like the first Rashi, Lemalo Me'esri makes shade. No, was that problem is the walls shter. Freidig Mor and Ashtar is Kranayim, the walls also shter. Zog the Gemara, say dal. Zog the Rashash, and for the Gemara, here you can say dal. Why? If you take off the walls, there's no sukkah. Sukkah is puzzle. If you take off the walls, the sukkah is puzzle. What's that catch? You want the walls, the shtel. Like, I can't say dal. An ashteris can I am saying, los up the ashteris. Here, los up the tfanis, I don't have a suke. Frank Dochlaner, I have a sore tfochim. Good ask, and everything what we said. So you can't say dal. You can't say dal. Because you need it. Lad, I want to be mind me the suga. It's a suga that lo nisbar enough per Rabbi Seinu and lad. Let me to be mind me the suga. I know it's dvorim chadoshim. We didn't get to the chidushim. Let me first to start the amodas asugi. Yodat lad. So the vine, we have three pshotim. I want to go lad. One pshat, we said balabatish. We taught that Rav Zeir needs to sit in the shade. Freidig Mor and Ashtoreis, I don't have shade. It's enough potential. Say that. It's not, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi for sure starts the sugya that we taught that it makes shade. You have to understand, it's not a vayte tzad. Hazei Rashi starts. That the Gemara only meant to say that the walls step. Hazei state in Rashi. So the Pesach Abayi says, but Ravadi, the Gemara will switch from that. All the Rishonim learn the Malam Esim doesn't make shade. Malam Esim doesn't make shade. So the Gemara switched. And in the Gemara learns, Rav Zeir bichlal never meant to shtel. Zog de Rashash, lulei, I would say pshat, the Ochlaner learns that everyone meant to say pshat, we stay with the Yesoid of shtel. Now the Torah says, you can't say dal. Because if you say dal, you don't have a sukkah. And again, you could ask it for him, because of the Rashash. Still, for example, I'm a mamer a musgal. If you're a rashash, why ba'arba ames? The Gemara says later it's good. Very good, he says. Not because when it's big, the walls already don't shtel, because they're so far from each other, the sun could come in. Kipshuta, not because when it's big, it makes shade. Sachbayis also says the fakir the Gemara would base it's much like when the sukkah is huge, the walls don't make shade to the whole thing inside. Anyway. But we're trying to find out what is the emes pshat. Noch alle drei pshat. The first pshat, not mashma. Pesach Habayis is not mashma. The Rashash is not mashma. And I will explain why it's not mashma. I'm learning with you Gemara Rashi. Rashi starts the sugi and says, why lemalo me'esrimamo is not good? Eli keloshin fun Rashi, she'atzloli magim zeloze mitrich goyvam shotfaneis ve'ein tzorich schach. It's a shter. Fregt Abaye gizun, Ashteris Karnaim is also a shter. Sagt dem Rav Zeir, there you could say dal, here you can't say dal. The Pesach Abaye said, Rav Zeir told me, you didn't chap what I meant. I meant, it's not, it doesn't, there it could make potential tzel. Here it can make potential. I'm looking in the Gemara where Rav Zeir told Abaye that he didn't chap what he said. Elo, you didn't chap. Rashi had to say, you had a mistake. I meant something else completely. It's not mashma that is 180% change. It's not mashma. Chmetes Rabbeis himself knows that it's not mashma. What do you say like the Rashash? That Be'etzem, the Gemara carried on learning that it's a shtel, just you can't say dal. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says what? Dal tfanes, she'acham obo mitachteo, nimtza shmo botel. Rashi says something else. Rashi says that the sun comes and disturbs. So how we could learn pshat? Beginning of the Gemara, we start that it's a shtel. The Gemara is switching. Pesach Abayi said, the switch is, you didn't have what I said. Bichlal, I didn't mean shtel, I meant something else. About it's not a pshat. Rashi. The Rashi says, no. I state that it's a shtel. You can't say that. Because if you say dal, you don't have a sukkah. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, if you say dal, the sun comes and is mevatel. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Dachzach, the emes pshat in the Gemara is, Rashi learns like this. Rab Zeire started and he said, Lemalo me'esimamo is not good. Why? It's a shtel. The tfan is shtel. Frektem abaye fun ashtero iskarnaim. Ashtero iskarnaim also is a shtel. Zogtem, you could make dal. I'm a chadash alom this of dal. It's toch dal? It's chadin dal? No. If it's a din dal, why here you don't make dal? You know what is the answer why you don't make dal here? Not a Rashash. You know why you don't make dal? Because if you take away the walls, the sun will come and there'll be no shade. Listen carefully. Listen, Yoyada, listen. When you have walls, who is making the shade?
Walls.
Both. Both are doing the shade. Rashi says, I know it's different, but a minute. Rashi started the sugya that the tap does shade. Rashi never said that the tap cannot make shade. Rashi said the problem is the walls also make shade and then disturb. So we have shade also from the walls. Now, zok de gemore. So why be ashtar is kanaim, the walls can't destel? Teretz is a din dal? Take away the dal. Here the problem is, zok de gemore, here is the problem. If I don't, before we said the field rashash, if I take off the walls, I don't have a sukkah. Nah, that gudasik is good. If I take off the walls, the sun comes in. And the sun is mevatel the shade. You're right. When I have the walls, the sun doesn't come in. Now who works? The tap also works. The tap also works. The tap makes shade. The Ritva says in Mitzias, when the sun in the middle of the day, white people build houses, today they have big houses, they make a roof. Malam esimam, the sun doesn't come in. So the Rashash, make a house without a roof, you'll see the sun in the middle of the day. It's Baduka Menusa. You have big shuls. Then they have a glass on top, and in the middle of the day, it's light. It's Mitzias, yeah? Sun comes in. Later we'll answer to Rutsi. The sun will answer. We'll answer it later. A minute. Yanki, I'm asking to listen. We're starting, it's not my chiddush. The Ochlaner and the Pesach Habayis started the sugya. That the tap could make shade. No one had it shver that the tap could make shade. Even the Pesach Habayis. And they learned the Gemara that Rashi says, the words of Rashi, we learned more Rashi. All the Rishonim have a lot of Rishonim. You're right. But Rashi says, that you don't need the Schach, the walls could make it. Frag the Gemara b'Ashtos Kanayim, the walls also shtel. But the Gemara understood that both of them would make Schach. So the Pesach Habayis said, it's a Chazor. The Rashash Ochlaner says, not even Chazor. Just you can't make doubt because you're not have a Sukkah. Rashi is Mechadish a new Mahalach. A fourth Mahalach. If you take off the walls, so the sun comes in. If you take off the walls, the sun comes in. And while the sun comes in, b'meila you will not have a sukkah. Now I want to explain, and we'll go to the Trop weiter. We'll go to the Trop weiter. Every sukkah that you have 50% schach kosher, 50% schach posel. It's kosher or posel? 50% tzrach posel, 50% tzrach kosher. Kosher. Why it's kosher? If you take off the posel, the sun comes in. So the posel stops the sun, and now it's good. Listen. If you take off the posel, the sun comes in, and it's roif chama. The halacha is, if you have tzrach posel, it's kosher. Why it's kosher? The posel stops the sun, and now it's kosher. So why here it's not good lefi Rashi? Why here lefi Rashi the walls cannot help? Well, very simple. You know why it can help? What? Why the walls here cannot help? No. Say better. Maybe the end will get... No, better. Better. If you have the walls made 100% shade. So now I don't have shade from the schach kosher. I don't need the schach kosher. This is the sugya lefi Rav Zeira. This is the sugya lefi Rav Zeira. Again, what is tchilas sugya lefi Rav Zeira? The Gemara starts, no one said that it doesn't make shade. No one said that it doesn't make shade. Rav Zeira learned, you're right that it could make shade, but the walls disturb. This is Rav Zeira. Not my chiddush. Ochlaner and Pesach Habayis. The walls stop. Now the shaila is, where is the switch? Pesach Habayis said, the Gemara is mechadish, en kaze yesoy, we bichlal meant something else. Say it. The Rasha says, no, you can't take off the walls, the sukkah will break. We're saying, you can't take off the walls, because the sun will come in. So what I'm asking you a kasha. Normally, an eschach kosher, an eschach posul, the halacha is that it's kosher. Shuck. Eschach posul, eschach kosher, why it's kosher? Eschach posul, eschach kosher, why it's kosher? Because it's 50-50. Without the schach posul is roif chamo. We answer this, but if I black it with schach posul, now it becomes kosher. If I black it with schach posul, now it becomes kosher. So here also, I'm blacking it with schach posul. Maybe soon we'll have more answers on that. The Moshe, the Fidech HaZanish Kub is not a kasha bichlal. Because there, when you do both together, it's divided 50-50. Chaposu really cannot help if you're the Chazanish. And just when it's all together, it's divided 50-50. Chazanish never said that. But without the Chazanish. If you're the Chazanish, I don't have a kasha. But we're going without the Chazanish. So why, dear, this Chaposu could stop the sun? The Teretz is, you're right. The walls are very good to stop. I would like to use the walls. But if I use the walls, they shtel. I can't say dal. I'm giboit of dal. My yesoid is dal. I can't say dal. So if I don't say dal, because if I say dal, the sun comes in. Now look how Rashi says it. Rashi doesn't say, and this is the pshat in Rav Zeira, lemalam esimam is not good. Rashi never said it to explain Rav Zeira. If you were not seeing, even the Pesach Abayis, when he wanted to say his pshat, that it doesn't make shade, he found Rishonim. He's very nitchak how to say it in Rashi. Rashi never said such a pshat that lemala me'esim doesn't make shade. It makes shade. And in the Havamina, Rashi understood how it makes shade. I, the sun comes, but if the wall stops the sun, now it's kosher. As if it's chach posul. Rashi never had a problem with the sun coming from the side. Rashi never had a problem with the sun coming from the side. Why? The wolf could stop the sun. The wolf could stop the sun. No, Rashi has a problem over it stairs. Zog the Gmor Dal. Oh, Zog the Abzere. So, Frank the Mabai, no, there also is a stair. We see stair is not a problem. And if stair is not a problem, the sukkah is good. Why? The wolf stopped the sun. And now I also have shade from the top. I also have found the walls. But I also have from the top. But Val is a halacha that a shter is a problem. So Val shter is a problem. So the shayla maishto maishto is karnayim. So we have to answer that the answer in ashto is karnayim is dal. Here you can't say dal. Because if you take off the walls, the man of the sun will come in. I think... What?
Why can't you say that by
Schach Posel again? What? Schach Posel doesn't shtel me, it takes away the sun. So I don't take it away. I could have it there, it doesn't matter. Because the walls make shade on the whole sukkah. And with the walls, I don't have the sukkah bichlal. This is the shtikotere we mechadesh. We're bringing back the pshutei shel sugya that no one wants to learn like that. We're going back to the pshutei shel sugya. The walls shter. This is the chelik haposhut of the sugya. Lom again a shtikel weiter. The Ritva, here in the Chiddush HaRitva, I think and everything is glat. It's mamash glat. I want to ask you a kasha and the Ritva. The Ritva asks the kasha, he says, what do you mean is no sun? Lemay says sun. He says, build a sukkah. He goes back and forth. The Chumash is not to read the whole Lashon HaRitva. He says, build a sukkah lemalo me'esrim amo and don't cover it. The metzias is the sun will come in. So first he starts to say that in Tishrei the sun is crooked, straight, back and forth. So then the Ritva says, So that doesn't work. It has to be that it doesn't make shade even when the sun is on top exactly. So the Ritva says the following terms. When you build sukkahs, in the middle of the day the sukkah is crooked, the sun is crooked. Here is the Ritva that Be'etzem is Cholek and Rash. The Ritva Tainas, midday, sun comes from the top, and the tfanis don't stir. Okay? Tfanis don't stir. Metzias is, in the middle of the day, the tfanis will not be enough. Sun will come into the box. Miu, bar mikol din, afilu teime, shebechatzi ayoim leketzel tfanis. Leketzel tfanis. אפילו אוכי אמרינן כל שלמעלה מ-20 אמו כי אי קצל כגון בשחריס וערביס מחמס תפנסו מחמס תפנסו in the morning is מחמס תפנס וכן הווי חצי היום דלק אצל תפנס in the middle of the day, if you don't have tzel tfanis, you will not have tzel schach. V'haynu de'amrinen dal tfanis leketzel. What the Ritva is answering. In the middle of the day, I'm asking you mitzias, let me alone, I'm in it without lomdus. In the middle of the day, zog the Ritva, the mitzias says, the sun is on top of the box. When the sun is on top of the box, will not help the walls be smoking. When you shine with the light on top, it shines to the people on the bottom. Zog the Ritva like this. Okay, in the morning and the night, you understand I'm not asking. But the Meisen, what will be in the middle of the day? What will be in the middle of the day? It says, in the middle of the day, I'm reading you a line. V'chein b'chatzi hayoyim, the last two lines in the Ritva, the leket zel tfanes, leket nami zel schach. I don't understand. You build a sukkah, lemala mesri mama, you cover it, in the middle of the day it's shiny. The Ritva is asking a kash. If there's no schach, in the middle of the day there'll be a sun inside. There's no shaila about it. Zog the Ritva, morning by night, it's okay, back and forth. But then, the last line, when it comes to the Teretz. V'chein nami chatzi ayoyim. The leket zel tfanes, leket nami zel schach. V'haynu de'amrinen dal tfanes leket zel. What do you say? What do you say? In the middle of the day, I'm asking you again. If there's no shade, the sun is in. No. So what are you saying now? What are you saying now? What are you saying? L'chua, he's saying one yesay. You're right that without the top will be sun inside. But the top himself cannot make it without the walls. Because if you take away the walls, the sun comes and brushes away the whole shade. So b'mele, it's not good. These are the words of the Ritva. Maskim Shmuel? I don't think it's a different way to learn the Ritva. In the middle of the day, when the sun is on top, it shines inside. Zog the Ritva, you know why even in the middle of the day it's not cold? That is shade, because without the walls, will be no shade here. So why without the walls will be no shade here? But mainly it's not good. These are the words of the Ritva. If someone has an ander pshat in the Ritva, adarabah. Not now, but adarabah. I don't think it's a different way to learn the Ritva. Yes, I'm asking? No different way to learn the Ritva. But I want to understand pshat. What is the answer? Here's the Ritva that didn't want to learn shter, I'm asking. They didn't like to learn the word shter. This is what the Pesach Abayis found, the Ritva that didn't say the words of Rashi shter. He learns lemaskone, the tap cannot make shade. Frank, the Metzia, the Metzia says that it makes shade. The Metzia says that it makes shade. Zogda, you're right that the Metzia says that it makes shade. But if you take off the walls, it will not make shade. So, what's the Hezbollah? So what is the Hezbollah? Lemais, in the middle of the day, you have shade or not? Yes. You're right. Without the walls, I will not have shade. Shade in the Ritva Pshat, while the shade cannot come from the Schach, only Betzir of the walls, it doesn't work. Ad kan divrei Ritva. This is the way the Ritva learns the Sugya. While midday, the Schach cannot work on his own, only with the walls. Only with the walls. He can't work on his own. Only with the walls. The mail is not good. This is the way you learn Pshat? I'm asking you a shy. If the Pshat is like this, my shnom is Schach Posul. Why Schach Posul could help the Sukkah and the Tfanis cannot help the Sukkah? This is the kasha of the lomdim. We learned in the sugi that when you have a schach posul, 50% kosher, 50% posul. Without the posul, it's not good, and shtei that it's good. Lefi the ritva here, without the walls, it can work. But the walls stop the sun from the side, and now the top could work. Now the top could work. So what is the difference? Schach kosher v'schach posul. Schach kosher v'schach posul. The posul helps the kosher. The posul helps the kosher. Why here? The kosher cannot get help again. After the walls, the sun comes from on top. And when the sun comes from on top, the top helps. Today the top helps. Without the walls he can't do it. But with the walls he could do it. So what is the difference? So some want to say, from on top you could get help. From the sides you can't get help. Some want to say, I have a big vikuach with Rav Akshel for years. He says, on top help could help. And the sides, help cannot help. Again, b'schach kosher b'schach posul, the posul could help the kosher to become a good schach. Why now we know it? Because this is the way we build lefi Rashi. This is the arteira lefi Rashi. That be'etzim it makes shade, just the side breaks it, the walls stop it. No, the teretz is, you can't say dal, and b'melo you have a new problem. This is the shikateri and Rashi. Now we're going to the next step, b'das haritvo. The ritvo is moichiach. First he has a tzad, taket that it doesn't make shade. That it doesn't make shade. Doesn't make shade. He didn't want to rush to say that. One side doesn't make shade, and this is the Pesach Habayit, that if you the Ritva, the answer of Rav Zeir is that it doesn't make shade. Avad the Pshat, the Pesach Habayit is, the Pashas is a Ritva. A Ritva in Iran, that the tap doesn't make shade. Avad they had such a tzad. But then the Ritva, in the last three lines, he says, I'm telling you the truth. I don't need to come to that it doesn't make shade. While without the walls it will not make shade, it doesn't work. And here the Lomdi Miyad, Gleich, the Lomdim ask the kasha. Maishnom mischach posul, that is good. Maishnom mischach posul, that is good. So some want to answer, schach posul also is not good. It only works with the chazanish. But when you cover the whole place, like the chazanish explains, the posul also only makes 40%. And then the kosher makes 60. So you divide it to two, so it comes out 50-50. So after schach posul, the kosher really made it completely. But not that the posul is helping. Masha'ink in here, but I'm not so sure. Lemaisa, without the posul being here, Lemaisa, the kosher will not manage. The same thing here, without the walls, I don't know. I don't see a teretz. So some want to answer, second teretz is a different roof. Roof could help. Sides cannot help. Sides cannot help. And they want to bring a raya. I don't think they're right, but I'll just bring you the raya. They say like this: 50 kosher, 50 posul is good. Yes. What would be if you build a sukkah in Ashteris Karnaim and you only put 50% schach kosher and you leave it open? It's good or not? David, if you build a sukkah in Ashteris Karnaim, 50% schach kosher, the rest you leave open. It's kosher or not? Kosher or posul? Why it's posul?
Because
there's no sun. It's Asher's Kanaim, there's no sun. So why schach posul helps? Say potentially the schach posul will not be here. So why to say, oh, you see, schach posul is a part of the schach. Walls are different. So the same thing here, schach posul could help, but walls cannot help. This is what they want to time it. To answer our kasha, again, we're stelling a kasha and the ritva. We're stelling a kasha and the ritva. The ritva learns that in the middle of the day, you have a schach kosher. We have a schach kosher in the middle of the day. Zog the ritva, why it's not good? Because without the walls, it will not work. Ma'ishnom ischach posu. This is our kash. This is the lomdish kash. Ma'ishnom ischach posu. So they want to say ischach posu becomes a part of the sukkah, a part of the schach. The walls are different. I don't think it's a shaykhus, even that they bring a lechura, they have a beautiful raya. Chatzi kosher and chatzi aver and ashtar and shkarnayim is not good. And schach posul is good. It's not even a tushto. I want you to think yourself a second before I say it. Why is that even a tushto? Why is that even a tushto? Why is that even a tushto? What is the difference? So we see that's one of shach. For that, schach posul would be a problem. So we see schach posul gets into the schach. Mashen kin ashtar is karnayim. Does he the kash? Alom the sheteretz. Why the tzushtal is not a tzushtal? I will explain to you. Avada be ashtar is karnayim, 50-50 doesn't help. Why? Because the sun comes, schach posul helps. So we see schach posul, the teretz is posul. In a 50 schach kosher, where is the problem? That the sun is coming from on top. What the Ashtar is Karnaim stops it, if you have machines that pull the sun away, it doesn't make the place good. Because the Maise, it's open for the sun. Here, from where the sun is coming, from the top or from the side? Lemalo Me'esri Mamo, from where the sun is coming, from the top or from the side? So the side. So that there, the side could help. When the hole is on top, you need the schach posul on top. Ashtar is karnayim cannot help. When the sun is coming from the side, so we back to the lomdish kash. Maybe you could argue at the lomdish kash, but we want to shtol on the lomdish kash. Maishno schach posul again. The kash is geboyed because we use that shtikl teira b'das Rashi. That Rashi take a hold that it's good. I mean, this is what we're explaining. Rashi holds that Be'etzem is good. If Lo Yetzuyer is no din of Shter, the walls will help the roof to make Schach. Just about the problem is if you use them, they make completely shade. And when they make completely shade, they disturb. This is the Chisson of Das Rashi. After we explain it so close, now we're stalling the Kash and the Ritva. So to answer this Pshat and the Ritva, Maishno, Schach Posul that helps. From tfanis that cannot help alibe de aritva, I think we have to go to the second chelek of the sugya. This sugya has another whole noise that we didn't start. Lama heib tzachon, the second chelek of the sugya. The Rishonim asked a kasha. Rab Zeira is very gishmak. Vos mit Rab Yude? Vos mit Rab Yude? Rab Yudah holds that it's kosher afilu lemalo me'esrim amo. Now, I want to explain to you, I know you saw the Rishonim inside, I want to give you a different time in the Rishonim's kasher. Look at the Rishonim as the kasher. They say like this. Both of the Rishonim are in our Mishneh, the Ran and the Ritva, and the kasher they ask the following kasher. Why lefi Rab Yudah Chamoso miruba mitziloso es posul. Are he doesn't need shade? Are he doesn't need shade? So if Rabbi Yehuda holds the Malo Mesri Mamo is kosher and he doesn't need shade, so why Chamoso Meruba Mitziloso is possible Ali Bede Rabbi Yehuda? This is the Rishonim's kasha. Why Chamoso Meruba Mitziloso is possible Ali Bede Rabbi Yehuda? Now I want to explain the Rishonim's kasha. It's Dvorim Pshutim. But to explain it. Why the Rishayim don't ask? Maybe if you're a beauty, you don't have to cover the sukkah bichlal because you don't need jay. Avada yinitzchach. Avada yinitzchach. The Rishayim didn't come and ask a kasha, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, why you can't put 5 pieces of bamboo? Are Rabbi Yehuda hold you don't need shade? You need to cover the sukkah, they know that. If you see the Ran and the Ritva, they ask one kasha. We explained in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking that it's already 50% closed on top. When it's 50% closed, what is the aloche? Porutz ke'oimet. Is good or not good? Again. The Rishonim explained pshat in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is that it's 50-50 on top. And when it's 50-50 on top, porutz ke'oimet is good. So why it's not good? Why do Rishonim explain that it's not good? Because the sun comes in, and in the bottom you will see a lot of sun. The only reason it's not good is because the sun comes in, and in the bottom you'll see a lot of sun. So while sukkah betzel talia, and the sukkah needs produced shade, and in the bottom you will have a lot of sun, so it's not good. Fregen der Rishonim, aber lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that lemalo me'esri mamo is also good, and he doesn't need to produce shade. So why lefi Rabbi Yehuda, chamoso meruba mitziloso is not good? They don't mean to ask that lefi Rabbi Yehuda, even miutzchach will be good. Avada you need to cover the place 50%. But they're asking why 50% is not good. Because Rashi said, hachamo misrabo milamato. And now there's more sun in the bottom. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about sun. So why lefi Rabbi Yehuda it's not kosher? Why lefi Rabbi Yehuda it's not kosher? Why lefi Rabbi Yehuda it's not kosher? This is the Rishonim's kash. If you look inside the Ran, the Ribas Bar Chove, the Ran, in five lines in the Mishnah, the Ran speaks out the kash like this. Look in the Ran. Shechamosu merubu mitzilosu. Kosav Rashi, amiyut botel beroi, v'areyu kimi she'einoi. לרוצה לימר שהשכח אמו איתי הבוטל וחייבן דחי הדוד הנינו אין כאן מול שיבאת לגמרי המרובה אלו מצילוסו דלמטה כה אמר שיבטר לגבי חמו שימרובה אימנו. Now he's asking ואף על גב דרב יהודה בו אלוי בוי שיסך מייצל תחתוב כייבן שהוא מכשיר למעלה מ-20 אמר כדמוכר בגימורה וסייפה דמסניס עם דברי הקוילי אפילו אוכי בוי מי יש יהיה מייצל כל שחמוס now we have to know what he answers. But so the Rishonim stelling the kasha like this, again we learn pshat in the Mishnah that it's 50-50, so why it was possible when you had more sun? Because the bottom and the bottom is more sun. Ari Rabbi Yehuda Bichlal doesn't care on the bottom. So if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care on the bottom, so why Chamos and Miro Metzilos is not good? You don't see nothing in the bottom. The tenet says he bichlal doesn't need nothing in the bottom. So if he doesn't need nothing in the bottom, savad, if it's a miut on top, it's garnish. He never covered the schach. But when it's 50 on top, and this is the case of the Mishnah lefi Rashi, so why it's not kosher Ali b'de Rabbi Yehuda? Why is not kosher Ali b'de Rabbi Yehuda? This is the Rishonim's kasha. And what is the Rishonim's answer? That even lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you need that it will be epis meitzel. Even if you're a Yehuda, you need epis. What do Rishonim mean to answer? Even if you're a Yehuda, you need a meitzel. What's the pshat? Even if you're a Yehuda, you need a meitzel. So Loshon HaRan is Afilu Ochi Bia Shiyeh Meitzel. The Ritva says you need at least, if you take it down, it will make epistel. Has to do that it could make shade. Chamoso, when it's 50-50, it cannot make shade. Even if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the shade before you. But he needs that it could make shade. Chamoso cannot make shade. These are the words of the Ritva and the Ran. It's two terutzim. One terutz, maybe we have to be mayan in it a little bit more. I want to ask you a second shayla. The Rosh brought down Rabbi Nutam, Tesis brought down Rabbi Nutam, that 50 and 50 on top is kosher. Why 50-50 on top is kosher? Even there is no shade in the bottom? But lefi Rabbi Nutam, you go lefi the top. So lefi Rabbi Nutam, 50-50 on top is good. Why 50-50 on top is good? It's closed. There's no din shade. Remember, we had three shittas when we started this man. Rabbi Nutam learns 50-50 on top is good, even if you have sun in the bottom. Why? 50-50 on top is good. In the bottom you have sun. Doesn't make a difference if you're Rabbi Nutam. Because if you're Rabbi Nutam, is no shaylef and sun. Has to be 50-50. Frek de Welt Akashe, and Kimat, there's no answer on it. So lefi Rabbi Nutam, we don't measure in the shade in the bottom. 50-50 on top is good. So why Rabbonon Pasa Lemalo Me'esri Mama? Why Lemalo Me'esri Mama is not good? Lefi Rabbi Nutam, I don't need shade. Rabbi Nutam says 50-50 on top is good. Again, lefi Rabbi Nutam, I don't measure in shade. He doesn't say the first line is shade. Rabbi Nutam says no shaykh is the shade. It's kosher. Rabbi Nutam didn't say that. Rabbi Nutam didn't say what Rabbi Nutam said. 50-50 on top. Lo man yelo ti son.
The top has to be in a place that it could be a top.
What top?
It's not a top.
It's a top. He's a top. He's on top. What is the problem? Rabbi Nutam said, I don't care that his son comes in. Rabbi Nutam didn't say that. I have some, and on top it makes some bit shade. Rabbi Nutam didn't say it has to make apples on the bottom. You're saying that. You need tzchach, you need to cover the top. You need, Hashem said to live in the bottom. Why need a lulav? You need a lulav. You need to sit in a sukkah. What is a sukkah? Three walls and pieces of tree on top of you.
So over the 25
why? The Gemara says because it's no shade. Rabbi Nutam doesn't hold from shade.
That is the question. Why? What are the Gemara? Obviously,
Rabbi Moshe and his shir bleibt so real. He doesn't know how to answer. Doesn't know. He can't answer. How about Mikanish Gevaita? So the vow we stole two starke kashas. One kasha we want to understand the ritva. Why the walls cannot help? And the second shaila we asking here a starke kasha lefi Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam lechura doesn't recht. I proved to you when the Rishonim came to ask the question, they bought like this. We said 50-50 on top, and because we measure with the sun in the bottom, it's not good. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that lemalo me'esrim lechura had to be good. Be'etzim, I want to say the Ralimut what we said in Shir. They explain the Rishonim how they stole the kasha. They said 50-50 is not good because the sun. Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't hold from it has to hold that it's good. So they answered, Rabbi Yehuda also needs potential. Now we're taking the Rishonim backwards. But Rabbi Nutam that said that you don't have to measure in the bottom, then the Rishonim will be very good with Rabbi Yehuda, right? But the problem is, so why it's not good? Lefi Rabbanan. I'm explaining b'dar halimut. The Rishonim said like this: if we would not say that you measure on the sun and the bottom, we would not have a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But because we measure in the sun and the bottom, so it doesn't shtim to us with Rabbi Yehuda. So they said it shtims. I'm taking the Rishonim and turning them around. But Rishonim, you understood that if you don't have to measure in the bottom, then Rabbi Yehuda would be very good to you. Why? Because there's no din shei. So now, lefi Rabbi Nutam, you take it, doesn't have to measure in the bottom. So lefi Rabbanan, it also has to be good. I'm just really asking my cash is the Rishonim say that I'm right. The Rishonim already said that I'm right. Rashi, I don't know. The Val, we said Rashi, everything was good for Rashi, the Val. Rashi doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi, everything is good for Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam holds you don't need shade. This, we're going. Rabbeinu Tam is not going Rab Zeire. Fi Aloch and Vosbit Rab Zeire. Chamosu Merube Bitziloso, the Mishnah is the Loki Rab Zeire. Can that? That ain't Eretz. I want a better Eretz. So we'll have to stop here, Be'ez Hashem.
By the Ritz's case, there's zero shade at the bottom. Zero.
Without the walls.
Without the walls.
Say this, you have to get this. So what?
What do you mean? Zero shade.